Hey, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about food production in South Dakota, and the folks who do the producing are farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Before I talk about race cars, that's right, race cars, I want to again remind all of you that February is membership month in the South Dakota Corn Growers Association. What that means is if you become a new member or renew a current membership for 3 years during the month of February, you're going to be automatically entered into a drawing for a $500 travel voucher. That's in addition to the following incentives: $90 towards seed purchases, a 12-month subscription to DTN 6 Factors, and $25 Quick Grits credit. As we talked last week, the cost of a 3-year membership in the South Dakota Corn Growers is only $200, so it's easy to figure that with the incentives, your 3-year membership costs next to nothing. Winning the $500 travel voucher would be frosting on the cake. I guess the important thing to me, however, is that you are then supporting the commodity organization which represents you and your operation. If you have an interest in learning more or want to join or renew, just go online, sdcorn.org, or call the office, 334-0100. Now let's talk NASCAR racing, more specifically NASCAR and ethanol. You probably remember that a couple years ago, the folks who run NASCAR, including those who own and drive the cars, made the decision to make E15 their fuel, and the results are truly something special for NASCAR, for the American farmer, and very importantly, for the country. In the past 2 seasons, NASCAR drivers drove more than 3 million miles in cars fueled by E15. They're reporting that almost everybody involved is happy that they made the switch. One of the drivers said, and I'm quoting, "I never paid much attention to all of the cornfields around a lot of the racetracks, but now that we're running E15, I see them as part of our racing program. From a competition standpoint, we're getting good fuel efficiency, we've had no engine problems, and we're using an eco-friendly fuel." I'll tell you what, if NASCAR uses and likes E15, it's got to be special. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you be safe and thanks for what you do.